Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So in our studio right now, Derek Stevens, CEO of Circa Casino and Circa Sports, and also Mike Palm, visiting Chicago as Vice President of Operations for Circa. Fellas, welcome to the city. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks thanks for having us in here. We're excited to come from Vegas and being here in downtown Chicago.
You're 18 stories up looking out our showcase studio windows over the city. It's quite a view, isn't it?
Absolutely. What an office. I love it.
How do you like touring Chicago the last few days?
We've done a lot of walking the last couple of days. It's been terrific. We found a couple of nice hot spots last night. It's great being in downtown Chicago.
I had my family here, John, 4th of July week, and we took this architectural tour. It's just amazing, breathtaking, the buildings here. And I think I told Derek, I think Chicago is my favorite city in the world.
You said that when you were in Iowa too, though, didn't you?
Well,
you
I'm from Dubuque, Iowa, so we got here. We came here every year to watch the Cubs.
So what is Circa Sports, and what's the Circa Sports app? What's happening here?
So what's going on? We just launched Circa Sports Illinois. This is our sports betting app. Illinois is our fourth state. Circa Sports is open in Nevada, in Colorado, in Iowa, and now Illinois. We've been working on this for a couple of years, so we are very excited to come to Illinois and open up our brand. And we think that one of the things that we'll provide is we provide a little bit of a different business model. So we think we're going to provide some value to bettors in Illinois, where what's unique about Circa Sports is we take big bets and we run what's called like a low hold model. So often you're going to get some better odds by betting on Circa Sports. So I tell everybody to make sure you have a couple of different apps on your phone. And I think you're going to come to find out that we bring a lot of value to the market.
You got a big brick and mortar and chlorine place in brick and chlorine. That's the way we should describe what you have in Las Vegas, right?
We sure do. Circa Las Vegas is our brick and mortar. That's our resort in Las Vegas, and that's kind of our flagship. And then Circa Sports is our brand that we're taking across the country, state by state, for sports betting.
We've been asked about Stadium Swim, which you're referring to as chlorine. I mean, Derek refers to it as our outdoor aqua amphitheater, and it certainly is.
It's the damn strangest thing I've ever seen. And it looks like a lot of fun to design, a lot of fun to do. Ambitious, I think, would be another way to describe it. Why don't you describe it, Derek? What is that?
Well, it's as Mike said, outdoor aqua theater, 8 bodies of water. It's got a 143-foot Daktronics video screen that shows a whole lot of games, odds, video, and things like that. It's tiered like a theater would be. I grew up in the Midwest. Mike did as well. And when we designed this, we really designed it in a way that we thought could only be built in Las Vegas. So it's basically an outdoor sports gambling bar area that really focuses on the 330 days of sunshine you get in Vegas. Because, you know, for me growing up in Michigan, by the time you come to Thanksgiving, you don't get to see the sunshine until opening day again. Yeah, so yeah, it really kind of focuses on sunshine, being outside, and enjoying yourself in Vegas.
If you have not, just Google Circa Casino Pool, one of those words. But it's like these circuitous, long pool areas. So everybody's in the water, and maybe they're having something to eat or drink. And then in front of them and above them are these massive, like half a football size screens, and they're watching the games. I guess they're placing bets too while they're there.
Absolutely, that's the whole thing. We try to make sure we got every game on the board, and you bet before the game, you bet in game, and you're absolutely right. Food, drinks available, and all that.
But you're not opening a facility like that in Illinois. This is an app. And it's interesting.
We do have an over-the-counter in Waukegan at American Place with Full House Resorts. And they're in their temporary structure now. Perhaps in a couple of years, they'll have the permanent built. So this is our first retail presence outside of the state of Nevada. We're mobile only, as you said, on the phone in Colorado and Iowa. So we're hoping to recreate what we've done in the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas at Circa at American Place as well.
if I'm in Indiana, I can't do this right now, right? This is for Illinois.
Right. You have to cross the border. As soon as you cross the border, your phone will geolocate you into Illinois.
It's amazing.
And you can download, fund, and place a bet on our app.
And so in Illinois, then, I'm betting on the Bears game or the Major League Baseball playoffs. You can play college sports, too, right?
Yes, correct.
And so you talked a little bit about the odds. How is yours different than all the others then?
Yeah, what we try to do is we try to provide a little more value, everyday value. So when you take a look at the odds on any of the particular baseball games, all four wild card games today, or you take a look at football at a Bears game, more often than not, you're going to find Circa Sports is going to offer better odds than what you can find. So that's really our tip to everyone that we're providing. We're saying, why don't you have a couple of different apps on your phone? Make sure you bet into the best number. It may or may not impact you today, but over the course of a month or course of a year, it's going to have a big impact on your wallet.
Your background is in automotive parts, right? Wasn't that the family business?
That's correct. I grew up in Detroit, and I started up in a manufacturing plant. I still have that business, and I'm still an automotive manufacturing guy deep down.
So you guys looked to diversify a little bit, and you started to look at casinos in Vegas.
That is correct. I moved out to Vegas in 2006, so I've been out there. I've been out there for a while. And love Vegas, but still always remember from the Midwest to begin with.
I read somewhere that you're known for placing big bets. Is that true?
That's been true.
Give me an example.
Well, you know, there was a deal back. Michigan was playing in the NCAA tournament, and I made a bet with my next door neighbor. He was the guy that owns a Golden Nugget. Tillman Fertitta is his name. And Michigan was at, I believe, at 40-1. So I bet $25,000 to win a million. So what happened was all the publicity came in, and everybody thought I bet $1 million. And I said, I didn't bet the million. My neighbor bet the million. I only bet $25,000. But boy, did we have a lot of fun with that when they made it to the final game.
So how did that work for you then?
It worked out just perfectly. Michigan did not win, but you know when you bet a future, one of the key things about betting a future, you don't have to win the bet. You get close enough, you can hedge off. Mike, you and I walked into the sports book next door. I think you carried, it was a
400,000
cash, and we bet the other side. So we made a little score.
I'm not exactly sure what you guys just said. Did you say 400,000 cash?
Yeah, in a cardboard box.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and we bet 330,000 on the other side to win 100. So Derek ends up losing his 25,000, but he wins 100,000. He would have rather won the million and lost the 333, obviously. There was 70,000 change. I wanted to put it on a baseball game. He said no.
Derek Stevens is here, CEO at Circa Casino and Circa Sports, and his vice president, Mike Palm, is in our studio as well. This app in Illinois, the third state, Kentucky is next, went live on Friday, so you can bet online on your phone using circasports.com, get the app, and then you can make bets on everything. So who's placing the line for you then? Who determines what the spread on a game is going to be? Do you have guys in-house that do that? How do you figure out what the difference is going to be between us and the other guys?
So yeah, we do. We originate the first line in college football every week. Ours is the first number that comes out, and it's copied and pasted by a lot of other sports books. And we've hired guys that specialize in each sport. So we have one guy that does our tennis, a couple guys that do our college football that come up with that original number, strong team of three guys that do the NFL, one guy does our NHL, and they come up with the number. Now the number, let's say the number is Washington laying 6.5 to the Bears tomorrow night, right? That number isn't necessarily the number they think the game is going to land on. That's the number that they think an equal number of people will bet each side. And then
you're trying to split it 50-50?
Yeah, you're trying to, right? Because we have the VIG, right? We would love to have no risk on every game, right? And just collect the VIG. But then, you know, that's like a third of the battle is hanging that opening number. But then the real art of the bookmaking comes in moving that number as the bets come in. Not just the amount of the bets, but who's making the bets, how much respect we give to certain bettors in certain sports that are winning bettors, and balancing the action. So we're proud of the team we've built and what we're able to do, and we're proud of that. When I talk about the VIG, We're proud of the splits we offer because they're smaller than any of our competitors.
So you know what the success rate is of certain bettors? You know how successful they have been?
We do.
And you pay attention. So you've got your guy mm-hmm. who says, I think I know what the margin mm-hmm. is going to be, 6.5 for the Bears. But then all these other smart people are saying, oh, it's going to be 9.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll take that into account?
We do. We think it's 6.5. And John Williams, who we respect, comes in and lays that number with the Commanders. And then Sam Smith, who we respect, comes in and lays that number. We're going to start to move that because these guys have a track record of success, and perhaps it's because they have better information.
And then somebody gets injured on Saturday.
Yeah. And then you got to, you know, something happens, a quarterback's out. We sort of have to move ahead of the bets when that happens and determine how much of a factor a certain player is. Quarterbacks especially are, and then react. We move the number and rehang it again how the market accepts it.
What have been some real surprising numbers to you either this season or this year in any of the sports? Was there somebody that you guys didn't see coming? We in Chicago thought the White Sox were going to be good and the Cubs were not going to have a prayer. Cubs almost made the playoffs and the White Sox lost 100 games.
Yeah, I'm surprised by the White Sox, especially, and I live to pay to tell how surprised I am because I had futures on the White Sox
myself.
Well, this cost
myself. You some, huh?
Yeah, it has. I've paid to see how bad they were.
What was the bet you had on the White Sox?
I bet them to win the AL Central.
Why am I laughing? I did too. And except I didn't use money, but keep going.
And then I rebet them when they were 8 games under 500, but only 5 games out when everybody had a below 5. I rebet them at 300-1 to win the World Series, thinking they were going to have a shot to win this. So all that money went up in smoke. I'll tell you a number that the market bet that surprised me, and I'm totally on the other side of it, was the Bears. The market said the Bears were going to be 5 wins better this year. Their win total was 7.5, meaning to go over, they had to win 8 games, 5 more than 3. You know, I didn't see it. I thought the lines were still bad, both offensive and defensive lines. Fields is not an accurate passer. I bet under 7.5, and we have alternate numbers in the market where I bet under 6.5 and get 2.5 times back my money on that. So far, so good. Not for the city of Chicago, but for my bet. So I was surprised how far the market was off on the Bears.
I'd say from a baseball perspective, I think everybody's followed what the debacle of the New York Mets and the San Diego Padres. I would say as we got towards the end of the season, I mean, we were obviously hoping the Chicago Cubs made the playoffs.
And
a few weeks ago, well, because we were coming to Illinois and it increases interest level. And And 3 weeks ago, the Cubs were a heavy, heavy favorite. They'd make the playoffs. So that was a sad ending to a Wrigley Field season. When I jumped to football, I would tell you everyone really thought going in that the Arizona Cardinals were going to be a team that could go winless this year, and they've looked a little bit tougher. Nobody really thought the New York Giants were truly the worst team in football, and they are the worst team in football. And I think we all got to see it last night. It was pretty tough to see. So, yeah, there's always surprises, and that's why from the bookmaking perspective, you're always trying to make adjustments one way or another. Injuries, weather, all that plays into it.
Sounds like you guys are having fun.
We love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still will root for the Twins. I know you worked in Minneapolis
for
a while.
Thank you for noticing that.
You got a rooting interest with the Twins today.
I suppose if you do play like you guys describe, say you're from Chicago, but you bet that they're going to lose, then at least you've got one foot in each camp, right?
You hedge your emotions that way.
That's what it is. Derek Stevens and Mike Palm. Fellas, good luck with the app. You can check out circusports.com. It's live. I can wager right now, correct?
You're right. Download Circus Sports Illinois. We think we're going to bring something really good to the market. So thanks a lot, John. We appreciate being here.
And we're having a grand opening event in Waukegan tomorrow, a watch party for the baseball playoffs at 5 p.m., a media event with Brian Urlacher at 2:30, and Urlacher's going to hang out through the day with us. And then we'll do another watch party for Bears Commanders Thursday night in Waukegan.
circusports.com. Fellas, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.